You are now listening to Voices of the West Side with your host, John Easter.
Good morning and welcome to Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. I'm John Easter. Hopefully you're having a good Friday morning. A little foggy out there. So if you can't find anything more than normal, just blame the fog, because it is it's a very kind of a nasty morning from the fog perspective. But hey, at least the rain gave us some time off. So may get back into that a little more tonight and into Saturday. But if you're listening on Sunday, you already know what happened, so we don't have to tell you what happened. It's probably, hopefully, a beautiful day, and you know, all the rain's out of here. Let's hope. Anyway, that's what's going on this morning here on a Friday on Indy's Giant 90.9. Once again, I'm John Easter, and we have a couple of great guests in the studio. We're going to get to them here in just a minute. You may have noticed some, you know, minor work going on over there on Rockville Road, just some very minor stuff. It's having a little bit of a facelift, we'll put it that way, because it's getting older, you know, and sometimes when you get older, you know, Jim Carrey's been in the news lately about potentially having some work done. Rockville Road's getting ready to have some work done, so we'll talk about that this morning here on Indy's Giant 90.9. But first, we've got that thing on the wall that doesn't technically have anything on it right now, but it's usually the big board, but thankfully I have it here in paper form. So tonight, the Ben Davis Giants open up sectional play against the Brownsburg Bulldogs at Plainfield High School. That game comes up about 7:30 tonight, probably about 7:45, because it'll be following you know, the two top five teams in the state as Pike and Plainfield play tonight out there. That's a 6 o'clock game with the Giants to follow against Brownsburg. So, you know, Ben Davis and Brownsburg, a lot of purple at Plainfield tonight. That is a 7:30 tip, and we'll have the game for you. Also, the ISMA Jazz Contest is here this weekend at Ben Davis, so we welcome them and everybody that's participating in that. Wish everyone good luck. Did you know, we were talking about weather, that you can become a severe weather spotter? Well, the National Weather Service is holding training sessions, and there's one tonight at 6 p.m. at the Salvation Army EDS training facility at 4020 Georgetown Road. I knew that as the Lowe's Theater back in the day over at Lafayette Square area, but they will be holding a spotter training so you can learn, you know, is that a scud cloud or is that a tornado? You can learn all that tonight, 6 p.m. Salvation Army EDS training facility. Check that out. Fish fries, you know, they're happening right now. The Bridgeport Masonic Lodge is having their drive-through fish fry tonight from 5 to 7. And then tomorrow, they have a breakfast from 8 to 10 a.m. As they have their monthly breakfast. So, you know, you can eat dinner there and then go home, rest, and then come back in the morning for breakfast at the Bridgeport Masonic Lodge there at Bridgeport Road and Morris Street. Speedway Community Blood Drive is tomorrow at the Speedway Baptist Church from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be the blood RV will be out in the parking lot there, and they prefer appointments, so you can visit versity.org for more information. And coming up on Wednesday, there's a public meeting about, like I said, Rockville Road's facelift. That's over at Chapelwood. We'll talk more about that, though, so we'll leave that for the show. And ladies and gentlemen, that is all righty. Well, our guests have been patient listening to me ramble on about stuff going on in the community. So we now will welcome in from NDOT. We welcome Richard Gilliatt, who is a senior project manager for NDOT and also a Westsider. And we also welcome Blake Dawyer, who is the public relations director for NDOT West Central. And he's also a transplanted Westsider. So welcome into the show. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Great to be here, and thank you, as always, for having us.
Thank you, and welcome back, Richard.
Thank you.
I know we were talking off air that you were a little disappointed that I wasn't Emerson this morning.
Yeah, well, Emerson invited us back, and he wanted us to do a big shout-out in the window before, and we're disappointed we couldn't actually surprise him today and do goofy faces in the window for him.
Right. I think this is the second time you've been on the show because, you know, the Modern Rockville Road Project has been going on for a while. This isn't like You guys just showed up with orange cones and things. So, first of all, before we dive into it, tell us a little bit about yourselves. And I don't know who wants to start, but tell us a little bit about yourself. We'll start with Blake.
Yes, so Blake Dollier, I'm the Public Relations Director for NDOT West Central. I actually come from a TV and radio background as well. So
we can hear it.
A lot of respect for what you all do here, and this is a great program you have for your students. I've been here about 2.5 years here at NDOT. It's been a great place to work. I couldn't be happier with where I'm at here. And just seeing the projects that we do that serve the local communities, you really don't realize how big of an impact it has until you really immerse yourself in that. And I am also a high school sports official, so you might see me on the sidelines. I just beg everybody's mercy. Please take it easy on us. And how about those games out at Plainfield tonight? Those are going to be some phenomenal games. That's whoever comes through that sectional is going to be really poised for a deep tournament run.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight. We'll have the game for you here on Giant 90.9. But, you talk about that. Being a high school official, that probably and being like the person that has to tell you maybe good news or bad news about your road to work or your travels around the West Side, that kind of prepares you for that, I would think.
There's a lot that goes hand in hand that I never would have thought would have went hand in hand at one point in my life, but it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's I get to give back to the games that I once played, and then at the same time, being able to give people information they need, especially in times where maybe that weather gets a little tricky or things change out on the roadways. It's really just, I'm fortunate to be able to do this and be able to let folks know what's going on in their local communities. And in this case, my local community.
Now, you're the with the West. This is like the dividing line, isn't it? Right here on the, because East Central has Marion County. And then west is Hendricks County. Is that how the dividing line kind of goes?
That's right. And we also have Boone County and then pretty much all the way to the state line. And then if you really expand your range here in the state of Indiana, you can go all the way from Terre Haute up to Benton County. So we really have a pretty large chunk here.
There's
for the West Central region.
A lot of roadway in that area. And also, as we mentioned, Richard Gilliatt returning to the show. He's our returning champion today, put it in game show terms. Like we said, I think you've been on the show twice before. Yes. With this project, but senior project manager, you've been with NDOT 19 years, according to the Blake's information. Thank you, Blake. You made my prep for the show extremely easy, and you recently became a grandfather. So congratulations on that. We still do have our magic button here, so we'll definitely congratulate you on being a new grandfather.
Well, thank you. And my son went to Ben Davis here, and I've lived there also in the area for 35 years.
So West Siders, and Blake, I know off air you said you were in Speedway. So
that's right.
Right within our WBDG listening area. So it is great to have you with us. So Modern Rockville Road, as we kind of turn to the project here, we've seen a lot of the public relations roll out here with the project. People might be a little apprehensive. There is other road work going on that is not NDOT related in the area. So when you look at this this project as it has come about, what is kind of some of the history behind it as we start making kind of updating the Rockville Road corridor?
Yep. Well, glad you asked that. A lot of people don't know that Rockville Road has been in existence since 1915. Originally, it's the second transcontinental highway in the United States, going from New York City through Indianapolis out to San Francisco. In the mid to late 70s, it was widened from 2 lanes to existing 4-lane, 5-lane configuration. And that happened from 465 to Danville. And that was designed to handle 28,000 cars a day.
Yeah.
And you know what the volume is now? It's getting close to 40,000 in this area.
So you're starting to, you're over double. No, my math is wrong there. My Ben Davis High School math is there, but you're approaching double the capacity what it was originally designed to handle.
Yes, and when you double your capacity like that, traffic slows down, people get frustrated, people are distracted, and they don't expect people to all of a sudden slam on the brakes, and we get a lot of fender benders.
Well, I know you said you've lived on the West Side for 35 years. I've lived on the West Side 50 years because I'm 50. So I can remember when you would get to Raceway Road, and it was on one side there was a restaurant called Coach and Horses.
Yes.
And then the other side there was a cornfield.
That's right.
And it was cornfield all the way to Allenser Senior's storage place out in Avon. That was pretty much it. Until you got to probably about 267, it was pretty much cornfield, farmland. Avon Recreation Center was there for a while. I mean, the farmer's market that's still there, I think. You know, those things. So now if you drive, so if you were someone who, you know, fell asleep in, let's say, 1985, and you wake up now in 2026, you wouldn't recognize really the Rockville Road corridor because Avon was just a little small community. I mean, it was just a name on a map. And now Avon is huge. So, you know, the entire corridor. Now really things haven't changed all that much between 465 and probably the overpass. That's still largely like I remember it. But once you get past, I think, Transfer Drive, once you get past that, you're in Avon now.
That's right.
And it is just remarkable, the growth. So you can see that growth and in the traffic as well.
That's right. And one of the things we do is we monitor traffic patterns. And so a lot of people think, oh, well, Avon was founded in 1995, and that's drawing all the traffic, and all the traffic is going to Avon. And that's not the case, because we've had a lot of grocery stores in the area close.
Mm-hmm.
And people are now trying to get over to the one remaining grocery store in Rockville Road, and that's changing the traffic pattern. So we have a lot of traffic movement and growth from 465 through Girls School over to Country Club and going back. And we're surprised, because at Country Club we had a zero growth, zero change in traffic patterns over 1 year, but we had all sorts of traffic growth happening between 465 and Country Club.
Yeah, so it's like at that particular point, so people are driving the corridor to get to Avon, to get to all these other places.
Well, that's what the neighborhoods a lot of times think that way, but they don't understand there's a lot of people just trying to get to the grocery store,
right,
or convenience stores along the route, and turning around and going back, and they're not going into Avon. And that concerned us, because we saw a big uptick in traffic, and that was causing a lot of traffic jams and accidents at High School Road and Girls School.
Well,
because there's so much traffic increase there.
And too, like you think of like drug stores and things like that that have popped up in the last, you know, 40 years along that route, and some of them then have closed. So now you only have one or two, and like you said, everybody's trying to get to those one and two. There. So we are joined this morning by Blake Dollier and Richard Gilliatt from NDOT, and we're pleased to have them with us here on Voices of the West Side. So really, when you look at Rockville Road, the capacity has kind of exploded, like we've alluded to, with as far as the traffic numbers. But what is kind of the work that's being done along the route as that now starts this week?
Yeah, yep. So there were a lot of, you know, alternatives that Richard and I had spent a lot of time talking about. You know, how do we make this corridor more friendly to that increased traffic? And so with the numbers nearly doubling, there was obviously a big need there. And so we needed to enhance that safety, that mobility, with that increased growth. And so with a current setup, it allows about 58,000 vehicles per day, is what Richard had kind of filled me in on. And so that what our goal is now is to reduce that congestion, reduce those crashes at that locations, and overall enhance that driver experience. So between Raceway Road and 465, as you mentioned, this construction season, we will start to have that construction of a third travel lane. Ultimately, a lot of different options were weighed, but it came down to that third travel lane. And so now this first construction season between Raceway and Transfer will have construction officially underway. You may see some traffic pattern shifts. You may see some nightly lane closures, of course. We do that to help, you know, not disrupt the flow of traffic as much, especially during those busy rush hour times. And then, of course, it helps our workers out there and our contractors be safer out on the roadway with less traffic volume. So we'll have that going on. And then from Transfer to 465, which will be our second construction season, we'll have utility relocations taking place this year as well.
So it's kind of a dual-pronged approach to that corridor. When you're looking at that, I mean, there's so many different uses along Rockville Road as well. I mean, there's still houses. Some people may not see them because, you know, hopefully you're zipping along at whatever, 45 miles an hour and the traffic isn't stopped. But there are actually houses. There are people that live along Rockville Road. You have the businesses. You have all these different uses along there. So how do you kind of balance that? I know you talked about the overnight lane closures and things. So if you're somebody that works third shift, you might have that, might have to shift a lane or something like that. But how do you balance all the uses that go on along Rockville Road with what you guys are working on?
Well, our contractor works for NDOT, and they work with the residents and the business owners and to make sure everyone has a way in and out. Now, the businesses that get delivered at night, they work with our contractor, and they'll rearrange things and make sure they can get semis into the businesses, drugstores, so they can restock.
Now, that brings up a point. You talk about NDOT, and you talk also about the city of Indianapolis, and Hendricks County, which I think is involved with the roundabout project at 10th and Raceway,
yes,
which is happening. There are some Indianapolis projects going on. Sometimes people don't realize that there are so many different entities at work. So, you know, they see modern Rockville Road and they blame the city, or they see a pothole on 10th Street. And why doesn't NDOT do something about that? So what's that education process like, trying to get people to understand? Or what's the coordination like between yourself and these other entities?
We do a lot of public involvement here in the West Central District and across the state, but specifically just speaking on our behalf, we do a lot of education in terms of social media and explaining maybe who plows my road or who works on my road, depending on, of course, on the season that you're in. And in this case, you may get a little mixture of both. Mm-hmm. So, but what we like to explain is that, of course, if you're in town within city limits, as long as it's not an NDOT road like US 36 or Rockville Road, that would be the city that would take care of that. Then if you go out on the outskirts of town, you may see some county roads, you know, more maybe towards those cornfields, as you mentioned, but out in the county highway department would take care of that. And then as far as NDOT goes, we maintain and take care of the US highways, the interstates, and then the state roads. So we do have a lot of education on that. And then speaking to how we work with those other entities, you know, we have to work side by side, but also hand in hand. We do a lot of public involvement. We do public information meetings, which of course you mentioned is coming up this Wednesday. And then we also do a lot of public hearings to let people voice those concerns if they have concerns about certain projects, things of that nature. And that's where Richard's team and my team really come together, is I manage that public involvement process and kind of what goes out to the public, how we convey that information. And Richard's team is really the brains behind the project that help program these projects, make sure the funding's there, and make sure that everything at the end of the day is able to go smoothly. So when our teams kind of meet one another, we're able to meet with those external partners. And that could be anybody. That could be as simple as a school like we're doing right now, just chatting on the radio. Or it could be a public meeting in the evening where we invite local officials or police officers, firefighters, emergency services, really anybody that could be impacted by this project or projects nearby. You know, when we work with DPW, for example, you know, when we're side by side on a project like this, it's really an all hands on deck effort. And, you know, it's not something that we could do alone. We couldn't do it without our partners. And we sure hope that we're able to help them as well, just make these processes smoother as we kind of go about the public involvement process. Because as you mentioned, anytime you see a barrel go up, you're going to have questions. So we just want to make sure that we have answers to those questions and that people understand, you know, the main point in all of this being that while there is construction going on, you'll always have access to homes, businesses, things of that nature. So, you know, we just always have to work with the local communities so we can best serve them.
You know, I just thought of something, because one of the shortest state roads in the state is here in Wayne Township, and it is right in front of the prison up the road here that used to be the Indiana Girls School, hence the name Girls School Road, but now it is the Indiana Women's Prison, and also the house, I believe, across the street is state property, or at least it used to be. The house, the beautiful home that's up on I think that used to be like the superintendent's home or something like that. Not the school superintendent, but the superintendent of the girls' school's home. I always heard that. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. This is like one of those times where I get off on a tangent, which is well known. But who takes care of Indiana 134? Is that...
Yes, you're correct. That is still the state.
Yeah. Okay. So Girls' School Road ends, you know, right there where the 134 starts, and then you get down to the end there, Crawfordsville Road, where 134 ends. So the state takes care of, it's a mile? Is that about roughly a little bit short of a mile?
More like a half a mile.
Half a mile, yeah. And it is one of the short, I think there's a shorter one in Indiana, but it is one of the shortest state roads in the state of Indiana, because you can't have, is it true you can't have a state facility that's not on a state road?
That's what I heard, that the reason that was built that way.
Yeah, because, you know, people may notice, is, and it also makes you wonder why they didn't just make the whole road at one point, 134. I don't know. Just one of these things that I've thought about since I was little. Once again, this is Voices of the West Side on Indy's Giant 90.9. We're joined by Richard Gilliatt and Blake Dollier from NDOT, and we're talking about Modern Rockville Road, which, again, is a project that we heard a little bit more about the future of, extending out into Hendricks County. That's the next stage after the Marion County part is done. I don't know if you guys wanted to tease that a little bit, because that's coming up, and that will be, I'm sure, a lot of different things involved. You mentioned the utilities starting to move for that. So I don't know if we wanted to tease that a little bit as well.
You are correct, John, that we have additional projects planned in Avon. We're going through working with the town of Avon and trying to extend the added travel lane concept from Target west over there to just west of YMCA.
Yes. And we recently had a public hearing on that as well, and so that gave us a chance to speak to the local community, and we had a lot of people that were really receptive of the idea.
Well, I'm sure, you know, if you've ever sat in that traffic out in Avon, and it does back up at times, you really do see the need for some different strategies there. And I know, you know, you go on social media, and that's sometimes, you know, sometimes just a little defeating in its own purpose, but you hear from people on social media, and they're like, well, it should be an overpass. They should make it into like a US 31 situation, things like that. How do you determine what exactly is the right construction project for a given area?
We look at the traffic cost, I'm sorry, traffic counts and the cost, and try to find the right solution at the lowest cost that can safely deliver the scope of work we're looking for.
Because I know US 31 used to be a lot like what we see along US 36 in Rockville Road, and it's beautiful now. I mean, you go up there and it's like you're through Westfield before you know it anymore. And my aunt and uncle used to live up off of 146th Street, and they've now moved north to Cicero, but I just remember going up there when I was a kid, and again, it was just like Avon. There was nothing up there. You'd basically get off 465, and there were a couple buildings there, and then that was it. And that whole area just kind of exploded as well, when Carmel and kind of the north side, Zionsville, all those areas have just kind of exploded, and now we've seen that growth in Hendricks County as well. So I always think it's interesting how those roads grow and change, and it does make travel easier. It's a little bit of a headache when it's happening, but when it's done, it definitely makes a difference.
Yeah. Since you've been here 50 years, you probably heard about rumors that NDOT had a project program for Rockville Road in the early 2000s.
Yes.
From 465 to Transfer Road.
Yes.
And the traffic along the time was around 30,000, so we're over capacity. We had something programmed, and then we would continue to monitor the traffic counts. And what happened? The housing crisis happened, and people unfortunately lost their jobs. People moved out of the area, and the traffic volumes actually decreased from 32,000 below 28,000 to around 26,000 vehicles a day, which means our road could handle that. Things, the safety was improving, congestion was down, and we decided not to do anything.
Right.
Because it didn't need it. It was no longer justified. So that's the importance of traffic volume and why we're looking at the traffic counts, traffic volume, accident rates, to look at the safety. We want to make the road as safe as possible, keep traffic moving. And now in 2018, we started seeing the traffic coming back, and this project was programmed in 2018. We worked with the community to try to find the least impact as far as disruption to the businesses, residents, and we change our approach. Before, we're going to buy right away from all the property owners and all the homeowners, and that was going to be devastating to the homeowners and the businesses. Now we change our plan. We're just taking that existing shoulder, which is designed for a rural highway, and we're taking that, and it's only a couple inches thick, and we're going to yank that out, beef up that, make it an actual travel lane. So you still get your mail service, you still have school buses using it, but it'll be just a third lane that can handle the traffic flow better. So you still have delivery mail service, and it's, the traffic's going to flow a lot better.
Well, we were talking off air, you know, one of the hindrances to widening 10th Street past where it's wide to is the old overpass that I think you said was 1916 was the overpass here on 10th Street. And again, that's a city project if they were ever had ever decided to do that. But there used to be a similar one over on Rockville Road.
That's right.
That when it was widened, they actually pulled that out. And you mentioned that there's a difference in the design of that overpass.
Yeah, the original one went in after Pikes Peak Ocean Route went through in 1915. The railroad raised their grade and had a concrete arch similar to what you see on 10th Street. And then in the mid-70s, late-70s, that concrete structure was torn down. They put in a new bridge. And a lot of people don't realize that we actually have land underneath there, a little strip of grass between the road and the bridge abutment that we can actually widen and put sidewalks in and widen the road.
And I know anytime anything gets done on the west side, I mean, this area grew up, especially the area we're talking about between 465 and Raceway Road. This area has grown up in the last, you know, 50 years, certainly. You talk about the widening of Rockville Road and things, but they didn't think about things like putting in sidewalks and putting in things like that. So that'll be really nice, especially with the trail systems that are being developed. If people can get to Girls School Road, which is going to have a huge project coming up too. I can't think of the Girls School Road. We had Counselor Jared Evans on here a few months ago, and he was talking about the project to include sidewalks and trails along Girls School Road. So will this all kind of
connect
and meet up so that, let's say somebody lives at Country Club in Rockville, they might be able to walk all the way to the B&O Trail?
Yep.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Or they can walk down to the library.
Yeah.
Or walk down to Crandall Park and work out. Of course, if you walk all the way down there, you don't need to work out.
Yeah, you've already got your steps in going there. So that's a cool part of this too, is that you'll have some pedestrian friendly things, because we just had unfortunately another pedestrian who was killed along Rockville Road a few weeks ago. So I know that that's something that people talk about a lot, is putting in those places for bike lane. Will there be a bike lanes or anything like that? Places
we were originally planning on a bike multi-use trail. But then the railroad was pushing back, and they were wanting all sorts of things, and the concern about how old their structure was and things falling in the tracks.
Yeah, and you don't want that either.
And so we, from trying to negotiate with the railroad, we decided it's just going to switch it to a sidewalk, because it was going to be a lot easier, and the railroad had less concerns.
Well, and then you talk about railroad, which is the, I believe, CSX. This is a railroad. So, I know at Girls School Road, and again, this isn't an NDOT thing, but when you would go over that railroad track there, that got quite beaten up, and then it sat there, and it was beaten up for a long time, and people complained to the city and things. Then that is a railroad situation where they have to fix that. So I don't even know how you guys do your jobs, because you have to deal with and coordinate with all of these different people. So you certainly probably are making a lot of phone calls and exchanging a lot of emails and negotiating, like you said.
Yep. And about a year ago, the railroad was trying to close that crossing at Girls School, and we get a call like 10 o'clock at night. Hey, the railroad's out here. They want to close us. Can Rockville Road handle the traffic? And it's like, yes, we at nighttime, there's less drivers on there, and we can handle that additional traffic. So we just gave them the green light. Yes, try to fix it as quickly as possible.
And those are things that people don't think about either. It's like just that little bump of traffic, if that were to happen during rush hour, it might have put it over what the road could handle.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're already at 8 o'clock. which is kind of remarkable on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We still have a lot that we could talk about here. So what are we leaving out? What are some of the important bullet points that we haven't addressed yet?
Yeah, I think the main thing is to continue to stay up to date with us. Of course, as the construction season continues, we'll have more updates on our social media pages, which is NDOT West Central on Facebook, and then at NDOT underscore W Central on Twitter or X or whatever you call it with the name change. But we're going to continue to have updates there. Of course, the big one is on Wednesday, the 11th. We're going to have that public information meeting for upcoming construction where you could get some more in-depth information. Come chat with Richard. He'll be there, ready to help you out. And so the doors open at 5:30, start times at 6 p.m. there at Chapelwood Elementary. And again, I think, you know, with upcoming construction seasons, be happy to provide you all any information here at the station. And, you know, any updates we can provide you, we'll have ready to go. And then if all else fails, if you have questions, more concerns, or would like to contact our team, you can do so at NDOT and the number 4 and letter U.com. Again, that's NDOT4U.com. Or you can subscribe to alerts at alerts.ndot.in.gov, and you can get emails or text alerts.
So this is, once again, going to be an impactful project to the West Side. But when it's all said and done, it's going to be beautiful. So that'll be a really big step up. So a little pain here early on, a little bit of the inconvenience. But the balance and the trade-off is it's going to be really nice when it's done. Because Richard did it, and Richard does good work. We know that.
And so, we live in the area, so we want to make sure it's done right.
And absolutely. You guys are both West Siders, so you want to make sure that everything works out right. Anything else before we go?
Again, just like to thank you for the opportunity to come and share what we've got here in the community, and look forward to maybe some future appearances or chatting with you all in the future. So thank you again.
That's just what I was going to say. You know, Emerson used to say, bum rush the window. So you guys are very free. Anytime you have anything, just get in contact. And, the show, I usually book it 2 or 3 weeks in advance. But we'll get you back on and talk about all the great things that are going on here in transportation on the West Side. So
yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks again. Next week, we're going to be talking football. We got a new football coach here at Ben Davis High School. Brett Cooper will be our guest next Friday on Voices of the West Side. Getting close to spring break, I know, as we get going. Good luck on the SAT if you're any students listening this morning. And once again, thanks Blake and thanks Richard. Blake Dawyer, Richard Gilliatt, both from NDOT. And it is NDOT West that is doing this project. Is that what I hear?
That's right.
Because even though it's some NDOT East, but it is NDOT West. I think I may have made that mistake in promoting the show.
Yeah. Well, the Greenfield District takes care of the NDOT East, and they knew I lived in the area, and they asked if I could help out. I was helping out with Avon, asked if I could assist with this to help with the keeping everything running smoothly and working with the public, the community, and neighborhood associations to help listen to them and get what they want.
And once again, that meeting is at Chapelwood Elementary, which is right across from Mid-Davis High School. At doors open at 5:30. I saw 6 o'clock will be the meeting. There will be a live stream available. Did I see that?
Yep, and the link will be on our Facebook page and the press release that we've sent out in email and text alerts. And if anybody has any issues, again, just contact our team. We'll make sure you have that, but should be on our website in addition to on our Facebook page.
All right.
And we'll give you a little sneak preview. They're going to tell you in that meeting around the end of March, we're going to actually shift traffic on Rockville Road to the north, so that the contract can get on the south side and start changing that shoulder over to travel lane.
And that'll be, will that be a night thing, or will that be
They change it at night, but then usually they do it over the weekend. So probably that Sunday morning, Monday morning, everything will be set up and you'll be shifted to north. So there'll still be two lanes of traffic each direction during daytime, but it's going to open up that area for the contractor to work while everyone else is commuting to work.
So that'll be something to watch for. And once again, this project is rolling now. We've heard about it, and it's ready to go. So we'll be ready to see what it develops with. And like we said, we'll have you guys back to talk about it. So that's going to wrap up Voices of the West Side.
To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and their communities. What you give out is what you're going to be given back.
And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. It's okay to be a copycat, just copy the right cat. Don't get caught with the wrong crowd. And as always, the views expressed on Voices of the West Side are not necessarily the views of the MSD of Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, or WBDG. From all of us here at Voices of the West Side, we'll see you on down the road. Make sure to join us next time. I'm John Easter, over and out. Have a great weekend.